Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Have something to say? We'll answer the phone. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
The Giants go down to Tennessee, pull the upset 21-20 over the number one ranked team in the AFC last season, the Tennessee Titans, an upset win. Brian Daboll gets his first win and the game ball as Giants head coach. To talk about it and to get a little behind-the-scenes flavor, we bring in longtime sports columnist in our area, Steve Politi from The Ledger, NJ.com, does a fantastic job. Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm great, Laurie. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, Steve, I'm curious about how many, you know, new head coaches have you seen over your time kind of come and go here with the Jets and Giants?
I don't think I could possibly come up with a number.
But, okay, a lot.
too many, yeah. I mean, it's been 4 and 7 years with the Giants alone, so if you do the math and the Jets, holy cow, yeah, too many.
Okay, so I guess I want to know, you know, this is just one win, and as Bill Parcells would always tell us, don't put anybody in Canton yet, but what does this win mean in terms of Giants fans, the Giants players, in terms of their, you know, how legitimate or belief in this new head coach, Brian Daboll?
Yeah, I mean, you have to like it just from the culture standpoint of it, right? I mean, you know, this Brian Dable's been saying from day one he's going to be an aggressive coach. He's going to play these games to win. He's going to take chances. And here he is, his first opportunity. He's on the road. He's facing a really good Tennessee team. You know, he scores the go-ahead touchdown. And it's funny, you're watching this, you know, I don't know if it was on, if you saw it on TV, but the referees are bringing that ball out to the 15-yard line to kick the extra point. Well, the Giants offense never left the field. I mean, it was never a question whether or not they were going to go for two. And this is something that Brian Daboll told them, you know, in the team meeting before the game. He told them all summer he was going to do this, and that's exactly what he did. You know, he dialed it up. He went for two, called the perfect play, gave the ball to Saquon Barkley, who was having a phenomenal game. Barkley, you know, did what he so rarely had done the last few years. He just bullied into the end zone. It was just a perfect moment for a rookie head coach. And, you know, you have to like that. If you're a Giants fan, I know there's, you know, again, a lot of week one overreactions in the NFL, but it was a really great start.
Yeah, for a Giants team that, you know, doesn't win in week one, you know, in terms of an overreaction, it's a win. So that's different in and of itself. You know, for people who did not watch Brian Daboll's post-game press conference and some of the reaction, you know, Daboll's comments, the players' comments, what you're referencing that Daboll had been telling them, I'm going for it. But beyond that, even in this game, you know, can you take us through what he said, you know, his sort of comments and how he talked to his players and the players' reaction when he said, are you okay if we go for it?
Yeah, no, it was kind of funny. And I think the best one was Saquon Barkley himself. And you know, he said he was running off the field and he looked into Brian Dable's eyes, and there was just that moment, that glance, that moment of acknowledgement where he knew that it was going to go for two, and all the players knew it was going to happen. He told his coaches, "Hey, we're going for two. If we score here, you know, come up with your best play." I mean, he was just clear the entire way that this was what they were going to do. It was never in doubt. You know, I think that put some confidence in. And look, he admitted himself that this could have backfired. There's no question that, you know, it's a 50-50 play. Could have been stopped. Giants offensive line is still not the greatest in the league. I mean, there's a lot of things that could go wrong. He could have been standing up there explaining this decision that failed, and to go 0-1 and to go against to go against what's conventional wisdom, to play for overtime. And he said he was comfortable with that, and he was prepared for that. And I think that's part of it as well, you know, to see that we're going to see some losses for Brian Dable here. I'm going to see how he handles those too. But in week one, at least, you know, we saw the other side of it, and it pays off sometimes to be aggressive.
And I think the other thing that was interesting for Brian Dable, so often we get from some of the coaches that we've had in our area, but all around the league, you get a lot of coach speak, and that's okay. We're all used to it and conditioned to it. You get the standard pat answers for everything. I also found it interesting, and I think this was part of the story that you wrote that I think is going to be in tomorrow's, you know, it's up now at NJ.com and tomorrow's Ledger, is Brian Dable showed us some humanity beyond the coach speak in some of the answers and responses after the game. And were you kind of surprised that beyond just, hey, it's one game and whatever, that he actually talked about the meaning of this for him?
Yeah, a little bit. And you know, he'd been very close to the vest and very, you know, coaching cliches for much of training camp. Didn't want to reveal too much. But yeah, for those who don't know, Brian Dable was raised by his grandparents in suburban Buffalo, and they both died within a 3-week period last fall, including his grandfather, who died. You know, he found out his grandfather had died when he was flying down on the team plane, you know, before a game in Tennessee. So obviously it was on his mind. But during the field goal, during the missed field goal at the end of the game, you know, the game at that point was out of his hands. There's nothing he could do. 47-year-old field goal. Tennessee makes it. He loses his debut. But on his necklace, on his chain that he wears all the time, there's a cross and there's a small urn that has some of the ashes from his grandmother. And during the moments before the field goal, he grabbed that with his hand and he looked up to the sky and clearly was looking. He said he was looking for some divine, you know, divine intervention there. And he was very emotional in telling the story. It was clear that, you know, these are the two most important people in his life. They weren't here to see this, but I think he believes that they were in some way responsible for what happened. And it was a tender moment, very nice moment. One that he, you know, kind of volunteered and elaborated on a little bit in the locker room. And you're right, it does give a little humanity to him. And that's kind of something we don't see a lot from NFL coaches who try to keep these things very close to the vest.
Talking to Steve Politi about the Giants and a surprising week one win. And what did you take away from Daniel Jones's performance on Sunday? How do you interpret that?
It was a mixed bag, to put it put it mildly. I mean, he was sacked 5 times. He fumbled once. You know, I think the one play that it's just inexcusable is the throw in the end zone that was picked off, and the Giants recovered a muff punt. And you thought that was going to be their opportunity to come back and win, you know, at least tie this game and get back in it. And he threw the interception. That was just, you know, it was just a bad throw. That the whole play, everything about it was just not right. But he did bounce back, you know. I mean, give him credit for that. This is someone who he could have let that bother him. He did not. The Giants had a, you know, great 73-yard drive to get in the position to score the go-ahead touchdown. And Jones had a, you know, on 4th-and-1, they called his number, and he ran a nice little play to the sideline to get the first down. So, you know, I think that there's enough in it that would be confidence builder for him. But, you know, I think if the Giants are being honest, it wasn't a great game.
And any, you know, I'm trying, you know, trying to understand as I look at this Giants offense, the lack of usage for Kadarius Toney, who still seems to be the most talent, you know, Saquon Barkley and Kadarius Toney, and I think then there's a big drop-off in talent for everybody else that's out there. Yet he was not a big factor. And how much of this is he did? I know he didn't practice a lot, and obviously, had been hurt in preseason. But are you under the impression, is the coaching staff sort of sending him a message?
I mean, they wouldn't say that. Dable wouldn't say that. But yeah, I think that's what's happening here. Yeah, no question. He only played 7 snaps. He was on the sideline for most of the first half, walking around with his helmet in hand, you know. And I definitely did. If you listen to Dable's comments afterward, it was essentially, yeah, you know, we're going to play the wide receivers want to play, and he might be the guy next week, and he might not be the guy next week. It was essentially a very noncommittal answer. It certainly was not, you know, hey, this guy's really talented, and we want to get him out there. It was, we've got other players we might use, and he might be one of them. And I think that's definitely a message, and it's a good message. And then that's what they should say. This current regime didn't draft him. You know, I think there's still a lot of questions about whether he knows his offense. And then week one, at least, they didn't need him. So that's, you know, that's a very clear message to Kadarius Toney that, you know, he is not, if he doesn't come up and show up and practice and perform, that he's not going to be out there.
And one player certainly who you know Daniel Jones was happy to see back out there, but Sterling Shepard, and you know you keep thinking the Giants will move on and they'll draft wide receivers, and Shepard is always hurt and all of this, and then it's the 65-yard touchdown play to Sterling Shepard, and he just is still that kind of old reliable. But you know, I thought there was something. You know, for all of the new blood and who the Giants may have drafted and all of this, at the end of the game, there the first two players, I think that there was Brian Daboll hugging on the sideline, and it was Sterling Shepard and Saquon Barkley. And there sort of seemed to be, a strong symbolism there.
Oh, absolutely. No question. And Sterling Shepard, you know, more than Saquon Barkley, more than anybody, really. He was the last guy on the team who played in the playoff game. You know, suffered through injuries, wasn't sure if he'd be back out there in a lot of ways, you know. So, yeah, that was great to see. I think he's really a well-respected, well-liked guy on that team, you know, and it was kind of a broken play. But, I mean, you know, great, good for him. He got behind the defense. Jones found him, broke one tackle, 65 yards. Yeah, that's the kind of play that, you know, any offense, but certainly an offense that has struggled like the Giants offense has in the last few years. You know, you got to remember, they didn't have him. I mean, that's one of the reasons why the Giants' offense has been bad. They didn't have a reliable target like Sterling Shepard out there. So that's a positive. You know, you're right, though. There certainly were a lot of different guys they were using. So to have him back there and have him, you know, at least contributing in some way was important.
And, you know, the Giants may have scored 21 points in the second half, but the defense held Tennessee to only 7 points in that second half. So nice job by Daboll and Mike Kafka with the offense, but how about the job that Wink Martindale did without his two starting pass rushers?
Right.
And
yeah.
Honestly, you look at this Giants defense, and even more so than the offense, there's just not a lot of talent, and yet a smoke and mirrors. I don't know what they did, but how did they stop Tennessee in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right, and I totally agree not having, you know, Kayvon Thibodeau out there. And yeah, I think getting rid of, starting linebacker, essentially, Martin, before the season. I mean, yeah, it was everything about it. I had very low expectations for that defense. But holding, Derrick Henry was okay, but he certainly wasn't a great game. If you had him on your fantasy football team, you certainly weren't celebrating this performance that kept him in check. But let's face it, I mean, Tennessee wasn't good either. I mean, they made a lot of mistakes, a lot of holding calls, a lot of miscommunication. Just they seemed like they were out of sync. And that last, I mean, the last possession, I don't know what they were doing. I mean, they wasted a lot of time. They intentionally seemed to lose 3 yards on a field goal attempt to make it 47 yards to win the game. I mean, this is if you were in Tennessee right now, you're like, how did we lose that game? They definitely are lamenting that. And the Giants defense did let Tennessee move into the field goal range in the last minute, but still, you know, I mean, that's not, Tennessee didn't win the game. And so it was certainly something to build on for Wink Martindale.
Yeah, it's a bad loss for Tennessee. As good as it's a win for the Giants, it is a bad loss for Tennessee. All right, last one before I let you go. Just Saquon Barkley and just, you know, the return of Barkley and to have this sort of dynamic game, 194 yards from scrimmage. You know, he seemed to all throughout training camp have this almost an anger chip on his shoulder that seemed different than what we've seen from him earlier in his career. In your eyes, did this almost seem like a better version of Saquon Barkley, even than the version we saw as a rookie, as dynamic as that player was? This one wasn't the dancing sideways. This was a guy who was taking what was there, all running north, and then still having the ability to bust the big play.
Yeah, I mean, the two-point conversion play was the perfect example. I mean, he had, his face mask was grabbed. He managed to shake loose of that and then drill a Tennessee safety at the goal line to get into the end zone. Yeah, absolutely. And I know he's very sensitive about the idea that he was dancing and that he wasn't, you know, getting these tough yards. But, I mean, it wasn't like the box scores and the tape, you know, this wasn't subjective. I mean, that was just what was happening. And you know, I think about the game in week two last year in Washington when the Giants had a chance to win that week. And, you know, they had a late drive in deep in Washington territory, and they handed to him twice, and he got a yard, and he got 2 yards, and they settled for a field goal. And at that moment, you're like, well, they're putting the ball in his hands to win the game, and he couldn't do it. And this week, it was the exact opposite. This game was the exact opposite. They put it in his hands. He threw the Giants on his back, and he carried this team. It got better as the game went on, and that's what good running backs do. So I think that is by far the most encouraging thing for the Giants. You know, again, week one overreactions, and who knows what will happen after this. But, you know, if this is really what Saquon Barkley is, then I think this team can be much better than people expect.
Yeah, and on a day when he shared the field with Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley looked like the best player on the field on Sunday. And, you know, yeah, if that can be something that continues, then, yeah, maybe the Giants, we have to redo those 5-win predictions that some of us, like me, may have had for
them. Me too. I'm right there with you. You're not alone there.
Steve Politi, it's been a long time, but going back to some Rutgers days together, appreciate you hopping on, and thanks so much. And if you haven't caught Steve's article, a really good one, a touching story on Brian Daboll at NJ.com. Thanks for staying up with us. Talk to you soon.
No problem, Lori. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.